humble Savior's birth. You lift your throne in heaven above to live here on the earth. Baby Jesus lying in a manger, crying for the world. The angels told the shepherds of the good news for us all.
Hallelujah! The King is here, given for all men. For today the Holy Son of God is born in Bethlehem. Come now, sinners and you saints, all peasants and all kings, and bow before
Jesus, did you know you'll die for all our sins? Don't be afraid, for in 3 days you will rise again. You will rise again.
He was the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, Almighty God. And yet Jesus left his position in heaven to come to earth. Because we had severed our relationship with God through sin, he came specifically to bring us back to a right relationship with our Creator.
Jesus did not come, however, as royalty, though he could have. He did not enter earth on a white horse as a conquering warrior, though he had every right to do so. He did not present himself as a clergyman, though he was indeed the great high priest.
God chose to send his son in a most unexpected way. He sent our Savior as a baby, born in a Bethlehem stable, and his mother wrapped him in rags, using a feeding trough as his cradle.
One small dream of a Savior tonight. One small hand reaching out to the sun. night. One small light from a face.
Though few on earth regarded this peasant's woman's child, the heavens were ecstatic.
First, an angel suddenly appeared to a group of shepherds who were keeping sheep in a field outside of Bethlehem. The shepherds were afraid, of course, but when the night sky exploded with angels, they were terrified.
One angel spoke and commanded these men to leave their flocks and go immediately to Bethlehem and find the Christ child. They did not hesitate, and they found the baby and his mother just as the angel had said. Join us now as we sing some of our favorite carols that celebrate our Savior's birth.
As we sing,
hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Were the shepherds fully aware of what they were witnessing?
Did the wise men who visited later know what impact this child would have for eternity?
Did they realize this child was actually their Savior?
They must have had some ideas, for the Gospels say that the shepherds went away rejoicing and that the wise men bowed down and worshiped the child.
But Luke also tells us that Mary, Jesus' mother, treasured these moments silently, knowing that this time would not come again. There would be more, much more, to this story. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you.
Well, it's time for the kids to join us. Come on up.
And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch flocks, keeping over their flocks by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shined round about them, and they were very afraid.
And the angel of the Lord said unto them, Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you, born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men.
The shepherds came to see the baby,
stood by his mother's side.
Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Heard how God came down on the glorious night. God came down on this glorious night.
I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born.
They did a great job. Let's give them a big hand. Come on. Let's hear it for the kids.
It is more than a wish, more than a desire. More than an aspiration, hope is a promise that what God has always done, He will continue to do. The Old Testament prophet said that hope promises to renew our strength, to give us a future, and to never disappoint.
So Jesus was God making good on His promises. Jesus was not only the hope of Israel, but also the hope of glory. The assurance that He had prepared a place for us in heaven. and that he would come again and take us there to be with him. The nativity was just the beginning, the seed where hope began to bloom.
In the first light of the new day, no one knew he had arrived. Things continued as they had been, while a newborn softly cried. But the heavens, wrapped in wonder, knew the meaning of his birth. In the weakness of a baby, they knew God had come to earth. As his mother held him closely, it was hard to understand that her baby, not yet speaking, was the word of God to man. He would tell them of his kingdom, but their hearts would not believe. They would hate him, and in anger they would nail him to a tree.
So the angel summoned the shepherds and wise men, but wasn't the invitation open to all? Perhaps many heard the reports and saw the star, but just could not believe that their king would appear in such a place.
Not here, they would say. Not here.
Or maybe the timing was all wrong. After all, the Jews were suffering under Rome's depression, and they were expecting a different kind of deliverer.
So, not now, they might think. Maybe later.
And the child himself, well, he was ordinary, even common, nothing special.
Not him would have been their excuse. Not here, not now, not him.
Now, over 2,000 years later, we still hear the same excuses. The place, the time, the person of Jesus are just not right. It's not convenient.
And yet the invitation still stands. Come now and find the peace, the joy, the hope that you've been longing for. There is no better time or place to trust in the one who left his throne in heaven so that he could become your Savior and King.
No room, only a manger of hay. No room, he is a stranger today. No room, here in this world turned away. No room, no room. Cheery welcome.
As we have heard this morning, on that first Christmas day, there was born a small child in the city of Bethlehem. And this child that was born, there seemed to be nothing special about his birth, because actually it was far from special. There was no great announcement of a child being born so that the entire nation of Israel would have known that this child had come. There was no there were no celebrations planned for the birth of this child. There was no red carpet that was rolled out, no great feasts to be held in honor of this child. But instead, the people of Bethlehem went on oblivious to what was happening in their own little town. They continued about the ordinary business of their day as if it was no special day at all. Because for everyone there in Bethlehem, they had no time to welcome this little baby into the world. They had no room for him in their lives. For even after traveling about 90 miles on the back of a donkey, there was no one there to welcome Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. There was not even any place for them to stay. Even the inn said, "We have no room for this young mother who is preparing to give birth to this child." And because of this, this child was born in one of the most unusual places of all. For this child was born in a barn full of animals. It was not the perfect and pristine image that we often have in mind. Can you imagine bellowing animals? Hay and straw everywhere, and just it pricking at you. The stench of manure. And it was there in this barn that this child was born, without even anyone taking notice. And while the world had no room for the birth of this child, there was a great celebration going on elsewhere. For we find in Scripture in Luke chapter 2, it says that an angel there appeared to some shepherds who were watching over the flock during the night. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you great news, that is for all people. For unto you is born this night in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And now a great celebration breaks out at this point, because now instead of there being just one angel, a heavenly host, an army of angels appear, and they begin to celebrate because this news of the birth of this child was so great, it was so wonderful, and they began to say, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those in with whom He is pleased." Because see, even though it was an ordinary day and an ordinary town, and it appeared as if there was nothing special about this child, this truly was no ordinary child. Because there, lying in the manger, was and is the Almighty One, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and perfecter of our faith. This small child is the bread of life, the beloved Son of God, the Deliverer, the Good Shepherd. He is I Am. He is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He is the King of Kings, the Lamb of God, the Light of the world. He is our Messiah, our hope, our Redeemer, our Savior. He is the Word, the Door, the Way, and the Truth. He is the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And so we are left with a decision. What will we do with this small child? This Christmas, do you have room for this small child? Or is your Christmas all about making sure you have the perfect decorations up, your tree just right, lights all around the outside of your house? Is your Christmas about making sure that you have the right Christmas presents and they are wrapped beautifully there underneath the tree? Is your Christmas all about making sure you have the perfect breakfast and the perfect lunch to celebrate with family and friends? So in the midst of all that, do you have room for this little child? In your life, do you have room for this small child? Or will we be and respond the same way as the people of Bethlehem and continue on with our life as if nothing is any different? Will we have no room for this child in our life? That our life is already full of too much stuff? Or will we say we don't have time for this child? That we already are dealing with our work, our family, sports, all these other activities, and even ourselves that we have to worry about? That we just can't juggle anything else in our lives right now? Or maybe we don't have room for him because that means we might have to get rid of something else. And we say, that's just not going to work for me. Maybe later, but not right now. For it just doesn't work for me now. But let me tell you, although he appeared to be one small child, he was and is one big God. For he is one who can change and transform our life. He is one who came to ultimately be the perfect, spotless, unblemished Lamb of God, who would die on the cross so that we could receive forgiveness of sins. He came so that we, instead of being separated from our Almighty God and who could never cross over that gap on our own, he came so that we could know God. He shed his blood upon that old wooden cross so we could know God. And on the third day, he rose from the dead, winning victory over sin and death for eternity, all so that we could enter into a personal relationship with our Almighty God. Because he is not some distant God that wants absolutely nothing to do with us. But because of this small child, we can know the Almighty God as our Father, a Father who loves us, a Father who cares for us, a Father who is involved in our entire life. And so you have a decision. And tonight, this morning, as the choir is about to lead us in another song, we want to give you a chance to respond, to make that decision. If you say, I want to make room for God in my life, I want to make room for this child in my life, I'll be down here to speak with you, to pray with you. There'll be many others who will as well. But it is time for us to make a choice. And the choice is yours. You must decide, what will you do with this small child?
Let's stand as we sing. Lord, you left your throne and your kingly crown when you came to the earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for your holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for you. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming your royal decree. But of lowly birth did you come to earth, and in great humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for you.
Truth of Christmas here this morning. And I appreciate all y'all have done and your wonderful work and preparation and practice that you all have put into it. And so just want to make one announcement as we get ready to close out our program. Just to share, we like to allow our members to go and to share in the other musicals and that our church has put on. Maybe you've got a grandkid in one or some family members in one. So we'll not be having our evening service so that you can go and partake in some of these other programs that our churches are offering around the county.